It's Bosch and Marsh.
It's Bosch and Marsh. Back for another episode. Before we get down into the details of this episode, the nitty gritty. It's really good, by the way. I got a quick update on the merch.
Okay.
Why is the fan page giving us clues?
I don't know. We just got a DM from our fan page, and they said our first clue is 24, and that's a clue as to their identity.
What?
So
who's 24?
We don't know.
I'm not sure. That's a terrible clue, whoever fan page that is.
Anyway, the merch. I emailed them, and it is getting shipped to us tomorrow. And as soon as it gets here, we will distribute it within 48 hours. We want to get it to you as quickly as we can. I think that was all I had about the merch.
No. Yeah, I guess that's it.
All what do you think?
I already figured it out. I already figured it out.
I thought that's...
figured that's, it out.
We won't say that right now, but yeah. I bet you're right.
Yeah.
We have a really recent story from Seth Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, go for it.
Oh,
Seth,
man.
Yeah, let us have the story.
Okay. Well, you almost started with me.
Yeah. So, basically, I wanted to call Elijah and see if he wanted to come over and hang out. And I asked Nathan for his number, and he gives me the number. I type it in. I call it. And then Felicity's voicemail comes up. And then at that point, I lost a little bit of trust. But I then went back in and asked him again.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, because I gave you a 5-4 number the next time.
He did. He did. He gained my trust back by explaining the 540. That's what it is. Yeah,
area code.
Because that's the Blacksburg area code. So I was like, okay. Then it has to be Elijah this time. And then he gives me another number, and it's another person. And it's another wrong number.
Who was it?
Do you have any history with this person?
No.
Do you know them?
No.
No, do you want to know them?
I don't know. Potentially.
Anyway.
Anyway, it was the wrong number, and then now I just look silly.
Yeah, so did they pick up, or?
Oh, yeah, they picked up.
Is this male or female?
Female.
Okay. And she picked up?
Yes.
And said what?
Wrong number.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but I didn't even know who it was until after. And I should have known because I knew Nathan would do something like that.
Why would he do something like that?
Because it's Nathan.
That's true.
Fair point.
You mean Marsh?
It's Marsh.
Yeah.
Nathan doesn't exist.
It's name reveal.
Now you have to guess the other one. You have to guess Bosch.
Bosch is my real name.
Seth, you're a little less talkative than normal.
Yeah, because it was a quick story, but I mean...
That's fair.
I don't know. There's just, I think, good. It's a good story.
It's the beginning of many.
Yeah, definitely.
In this relationship.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know. So now I'm never going to ask Nathan for another phone number again.
That's true. Until he needs another girl's number, then he'll be hitting me up because he knows I have them all.
He needed but a girl's number this time?
No, but I didn't ask for the number. I asked for Elijah's number, and he gave me the wrong number.
So that's Elijah's old number, to be fair.
It is?
Yeah. They traded phones back last year.
Why?
They were pretty tight.
Okay. Yeah, see, I didn't know.
Yeah. It's all right.
So technically, you did give me...
Technically, yes, I gave you Elijah's number.
Okay. So, see, that gains back a little bit of trust. Yeah. And, I mean, what's the worst that could happen after that? I mean, nothing, really.
Nothing.
I know that that's not his number.
Yeah.
So I won't call that number again.
Well, I mean, not to talk to Elijah.
Well, not anyway. but yeah, I mean, it's great podcast.
Just this is really like a heart-to-heart kind of episode here.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Like, your heart to Seth's.
Whose heart to Seth's?
All our listeners. You, our listener, your heart to Seth's.
Oh,
I don't get that.
I don't either.
Me either. That didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But I think that's pretty good. Keep it short and sweet for
an episode? That was really short.
That was short.
Well, I mean...
If you want
to... You have another story that was pretty awesome.
I do, but I won't be able to squeeze it in, I don't think.
Can you squeeze it into 5 minutes?
And Oh, for this podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay. 5 minutes with Seth. A very special story. Yeah. Really ties in nicely to that last one.
Agreed.
Yeah, I mean, it's another embarrassing story. Yeah, so I was a freshman I was in sixth grade, I believe, in middle school.
A freshman in middle school.
No, because it happened twice in middle school. It happened, yeah. Anyway, I was in PE in middle school, and I forget exactly what I was doing. I was kind of young, but this kid came up and he pantsed me out of nowhere. And I'm pretty sure the PE teacher saw him and he got, like, suspended or something.
Oh, come on. He should have been put in jail.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that, but...
I will argue that. Let's sue.
I mean, yeah.
Can we go back and sue right now?
We could, yeah. I mean...
What was his name?
I'm not going to give that information away.
True. Right now it's known as Joe.
Yeah, we're going to call him
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, I'll just refer to him as Joe. So that happened, and that was kind of embarrassing. But then I just forgot about it. And nothing really happened. But then, when I was a freshman in high school, the same kid pantsed me.
Ooh.
But this time it wasn't just the shorts that came down. It was yeah, yeah. So
the whole deal. Huh?
The whole deal. But yeah, I think my shirt was pretty big. I mean, I think I had an oversized shirt.
That's good.
That year, it was like really long.
That year, dude, you wear one shirt a year?
No, for PE.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think they gave like extra big shirts. They just had like one size or something. I think I was small or a medium or something. And it was just big. So it covered everything. It was good. But everyone was laughing. It was kind of embarrassing.
Well, did you fight the kid?
Huh?
Did you fight the kid?
No, I didn't.
Some kid pantsed Marsh.
Yeah.
Back in... Was it like fifth grade? Fifth grade, and you snapped his leg.
Yeah. Well, I snapped it in two places.
Yeah. Well, he went to pants him again. Like, he went to pants him to get him back. And then just, like, grabbed him by the knees and kind of, like...
Oh, wow.
Snapped it outwards.
It was like, kind of like... It made a nice sucking noise.
It wasn't... The thing with this is it wasn't a very violent pantsing. It was more just like, haha, got you, and then he ran away. And you know...
What a coward.
I know, man. I don't think anyone saw him that time. It was kind of annoying.
We're going to send him this episode, right?
But, yeah, we can. That's fine. But I'm not a snitch, so I didn't say anything. I don't remember.
Joe, if you're listening...
Yeah,
better put on a belt.
Joe, buddy. The lawsuit is coming.
Joe, you know exactly who you are if you're listening to this.
Yeah, Joe.
But, yeah, it was embarrassing. You know, I just kind of stood there for a second and then pulled my... Yeah.
You waited a second before you pulled up your pants.
Well, because I was in shock. I didn't know what happened. Like, because I was just standing there, and then, boom, I just felt a breeze.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a very defining moment in my life, you know. Taught me a lot. But, yeah, I think the whole moral of the story, I think that's what we're going to do. Every time I tell a story, we're going to have a moral to it.
That's a good point.
Because then, I mean, what's the point of having a podcast if you don't learn anything from it?
True.
So, I mean, I think, yeah, the first one was positivity. But I think this one, you know, just always watch your back. Don't.
And your pants.
And your pants. Mostly your pants.
Mostly your, yeah, and your underwear, too. Yeah. but seriously, just watch out because things can always happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think around Blacksburg, I don't think you're going to experience any, like, crazy stuff. Because I come from Baltimore, and, you know, that's a crazy, crazy part of town. But, just watch your back.
And your pants.
And your pants.
That's the moral.
That should be on our next shirt. Yep. Watch your back and your pants. Bosch and Marsh.
I like that.
Well, what do you think? Is that about wrap it up?
I think that's a wrap.
All right. Bosch and Marsh signing off.
Bosch and Marsh signing off. Thanks, Seth.
Yep.